Biggest takeaway is how everything is systematized, organized, and they sell you everything. It's all about making money. There's mini World Expo there, like Epcot in a way, and it's $6 to get in there. But once you're in there, they want you to buy. You go through all these little countries, there's food everywhere. It's all about the upsell.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, here's my takeaway from Dubai. I never thought I'd go to Dubai. It wasn't even my bucket list, but here is my takeaway. All right, so here's the background story. I met some guys on a Sunday in Austin, Texas, and on Monday night, they sent me a message saying, hey, Javier, you want to go to Dubai? And I'm like, sure, when? Like Friday. So I told my wife, honey, we're going to Dubai Friday. Long story short, we were there on Friday. It was pretty badass experience. Traveling there in Emirates in business class, you get a lay down, 3-course meal. It was pretty damn nice. 14-hour flight was the best flight of my life. And not just that, but the food was good and the drinks were good. Everything was good about the flight. But when I talk about the flight, let's talk about Dubai. So I had never wanted to go to Dubai, or not because I just didn't, it just never caught my attention. Right? Never caught my attention. I would have probably gone all over Asia, all over Europe, probably Africa, all over North and South America. I would have probably gone to the North Pole, South Pole. And then I would have probably gone to Mars and the moon and then in Dubai. It just never hit me like, hey, I want to go to Dubai. And I was very, very pleased that I went. I'm like, I would go back like tomorrow. I go back, take my kids. Actually, you can go by yourself, have a good time. You can go with a partner, spouse, significant other, a group of friends. Or you bring your kids. It's got a lot to do for a lot of different things. I'm not a travel expert, right? But I do a lot of traveling. And I was very happy. I was pleasantly surprised of my experience, right? Everybody was very friendly, right? Man, the airport is amazing. Everybody at the airport, everything's like just systematized, automatized. It's so cool. You go through, man, it's not like freaking antiquated when you land in the US, how they're, for the most part, trying to go through all those customs. You go through customs there, your check baggage, everything is like super automated. A lot of technology. They're big, big, big thinkers, okay? So again, it was never on my bucket list to go to Dubai, but I'm very happy that I went. What my biggest takeaway was how organized everything is and how they upsell you everything, right? I don't know if it's state run, like the government runs everything, the government owns everything. I don't really know, but it feels like they do. But every time you go somewhere, you got to take a picture. You got to like exit through the gift shop. It's like going through Disney, but everywhere, right? It's like you go in through the ride and you come out, you got to buy some freaking Pluto or SpongeBob stuff, right? So that's the way it is, right? You go to this tower or you go to this, whatever, this tallest building in the world, which is pretty cool. That was really cool. My ears even popped going on top looking down. It was pretty amazing. And they're actually building the tallest building, right? Like maybe a few miles down the road. That's going to be even taller than that. I wish I could tell you how many feet that was or how many meters it is, but maybe it'll be showing up here how many meters we have on this. The Caliph something is called. I don't even know. He'll put the right name on there as well. But it was pretty badass. I loved it. They have a lounge. You can drink. You can eat. You can drink some coffee. I took a nap around the corner because I was so tired because my wife had a checklist of like 2-3 billion things to do while we were there. And we pretty much did all of them except for like one. Okay. And just to give you a heads up, the very first one that we did was the big ass mall that I got lost in. And we got there at 10 a.m. I've never been to a mall in my life at 10 a.m. And she's like, honey, I need to go see Louise. I'm like, who's Louise? She meant Louis Vuitton. So we had to go to that store first. That was the very first stop. But biggest takeaway is how everything is systematized, organized, and they sell you on everything. It's all about making money. There's this mini World Expo there, like Epcot in a way, and it's $6 to get in there, like super cheap to get in there. But once you're in there, right, they want you to buy. You go through all these little countries, there's food everywhere, and you know, it's all about the upsell. Even with the Emirates Airlines, right, if you buy a regular ticket, you'll get an email, like I bought the business ticket, I got an email saying, hey, upgrade or to you know, the first class suite or whatever it is at like a third of the price that it was online, right? So they're all about monetizing every aspect of your trip, right? The best Ubers, I mean, everybody had a Lexus or a Tesla. It was nice, very comfortable Ubers. Ubers, like you order an Uber, is there in 2 minutes, like constantly, anytime, 2 a.m, 5 a.m, doesn't matter. You got your Ubers. I accidentally walked in. I thought I was going to take a piss and I walked into a prayer room and I was like, oh shoot, I walked into the wrong room. I didn't know it was a prayer room, but they have prayer rooms everywhere. tip, bonus tip for me, when I was in Mexico, at Puebla, some little town around Puebla, Mexico, it had the most churches like in all of Mexico, and I walked in 5 of them, and I didn't catch on fire. That's awesome. And I walked into a couple of mosques or whatever kind of prayer areas, and also didn't catch on fire, so that was pretty good. That's definitely a win for me. So, continue with my trip to Dubai. We rode some camels. We went off-roading. We went to a lot of food, man, a lot of great food. The food is amazing. Stayed at a great hotel, went to the beach. We went to the mall, we went to the tallest building in the world, some fountains, a Louis Vuitton showcase. There was so much that we did. I wish I had the list, but we did a lot in 4 days. And we did some business too. We did a dinner, a party with these tech guys, and we hanged out all day at the World Expo. And I'll be some other videos about my worst and best takeaway from the World Expo, you know, according to real estate. So now back to Dubai and real estate. Driving down the highway for 30 minutes, I looked to my right, I looked to my left, massive buildings everywhere, buildings, 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 buildings. The marina is super nice. If you go to the marina, go to the marina, the Dubai marina, go at night. It's just beautiful. Take a boat ride. It's just amazing. But there's just so much construction going on. There's so much money there. There's so many buildings. I don't know if you can make money in real estate there. I just saw a lot of have empty buildings. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if they're all full and they're building more, right? Maybe people go stash the money there. I have no idea. But it was beautiful. The architecture is beautiful. The hotels are beautiful. The people were so nice. We went to the bad part of town as well, where you go gold shopping and, you know, you want to buy your Louis Vuitton bags and around the corner and, you know, all the fake stuff. But it was a great experience. A lot of spices there you can buy. We had a blast. But long story short, I never planned on going to Dubai in my life, and I'm glad I did. You should also check it out. For real estate, I don't know if it's good or bad for real estate, but it's definitely good for a good time. How about a mastermind in Dubai? I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks. Help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.